It's in the villages of eastern Ukraine that the impact of the conflict is felt the most. Victoria is worried about the long-term effect it could have on her children. Their house is just on the line of contact. Hearing gunshots and loud bangs has become part of daily life. A difficult situation for a parent, especially when she says there's little sign of any help coming.
All this time, the government hasn't provided anything and won't do anything right now either. Nobody has told us anything. What will happen and what should we do?
Most people here shrugged off the idea of an imminent invasion, saying they have been living with the threat for more than 8 years now. A few hundred kilometers south, in Mariupol, life goes on. The port city has seen fierce battles between pro-Russian separatists and the Ukrainian army. The mural of little Milana, who lost all of her family and her left arm in a rocket attack, a reminder of the suffering the city has been through. A few days ago, Parliament passed a bill that allows civilians to carry weapons in case of invasion. But sales aren't going up yet.
There's no panic. In 2013 and 2014, we were selling a lot of automatic firearms. But at the moment, there's no such demand. And there hasn't been an increased demand for ammunition.
People here are resilient. And many say they are ready to face any danger. The villages near the front line are now part of the military zone. Residents are allowed to return here because it's actually fairly safe at the moment. But we've been driving around and we could barely find anyone. This woman is one of the few people we came across. Switching between Russian and Ukrainian, she tells us life is good. They have water, electricity and a shop. And she has made her own plans in case of war.
We've built an underground shelter in our own backyard. We'll go there. We don't want to leave. This is our home.
President Volodymyr Zelensky called on people to remain calm, and he's blaming foreign media for spreading panic. Ukrainians have learned to rely on themselves, carry on with their lives, while skidding through the fog of information. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, in eastern Ukraine.